veteran actor Sumita Sanyal passed away at the age of 71. She had worked in numerous films, including the Amitabh Bachchan and Rajesh Khanna starrer Anand. Sumita had also worked in over 50 Bengali films and was also part of Hindi films like Guddi, Mili and Ashirwad. She breathed her last at her Kolkata residence. Comedian Kapil Sharma fainted on the sets of his comedy show while hosting Shah Rukh Khan and Anushka Sharma, who were there to promote their film Jab Harry Met Sejal. Apparently, Kapil was under huge stress and fainted right before the shooting started, and thus it had to be cancelled. Varun Dhawan's Judwa 2, which is a much anticipated sequel to the Salman Khan original, had a throwback moment when Salman came to shoot for his role in the film. Salman was reported to do a cameo in the film for long, and he finally shot for his part recently, taking to social media to share the news. Ranbir Kapoor, who is about to release his much-delayed production Jagga Jasoos, has already decided on his schedule post its release. The actor will take off to New York right after Jagga hits theatres to shoot for the most intense schedule of his upcoming Dutt biopic, which will focus on Sanjay Dutt's time in rehab. Tennis star Novak Djokovic has been involved in numerous link-ups over the years, and among them was pop star Natasha Bekvalak, who recently talked about his relationship. Natasha stirred up a new controversy after she stated that Novak would be better off dating Deepika Padukone. Deepika had been spotted leaving a restaurant with the Serbian tennis star in the past. Actor Shia LaBeouf was released from a Georgia jail after posting $7,000 bond on charges of public drunkenness. The Transformers actor was also charged with disorderly conduct and obstruction. LaBeouf was in the Savannah area filming his new movie, The Peanut Butter Falcon. Actor Nelson Ellis, best known for appearing in True Blood, has died at the age of 39. It has been reported that the actor died from complications of heart failure. Apart from True Blood, he also appeared on the show Elementary and films like The Butler and The Help. Emma Stone has said that her male co-stars have taken pay cuts to ensure that she received equal pay on her films. Stone said that the gesture has impacted what she is able to ask for in the future. The Oscar winner has spoken about the gender pay gap in Hollywood before, along with stars like Jennifer Lawrence, Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson. Ben Affleck, who recently got a divorce from wife Jennifer Garner, has now been accused of cheating on her. Reports suggest that Ben was having an affair with his SNL producer Lindsay Shukas even while he was married to Jennifer, and that is perhaps what led to the couple splitting up. Gotham star Donald Logue's daughter has returned home after being missing for nearly 2 weeks. Logue had posted appeals online asking for help to find his daughter, who was a transgender, after she suddenly went missing. While there has been no police confirmation as to how she reappeared, Donald took to social media to thank everyone for their help.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.